just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, August the 11th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, MERS News Service asked the current Michigan House Speaker, Matt Hall, Republican, Richland Township. Republicans have 58 Republicans in the House, 52 Democrats. They control the House. Matt Hall is the Speaker. He is the leader of the Republican caucus. When MERS News Service asked him about a constitutional convention, Hall says, I'm all for it. I'm for a con-con. But I'm not an establishment politician. I'm an outsider. And a lot of the establishment, the Democrat establishment, and even the Republican establishment, they don't want a con-con because they're for the status quo. Let's keep things the way they are. I'm for a con-con because I don't like the status quo. I'm going to shake things up. He said that since he's been the Speaker, the House Republicans in Michigan have delivered policies shaking up Michigan's government system. For a perfect example, we now require preemptive and public disclosure of legislators' special budget requests regarding pet projects for their districts. Full public disclosure. We've also led the effort and got it passed, banning lawmakers from becoming registered lobbyists immediately after leaving office. Something that Ed McBroom is all ticked off about. Those establishment Republicans and established Democrats need their pet projects and the way things are done in Lansing changed. Hall ultimately described a con-con as an opportunity to further shake things up. Well, what is your thoughts about the ballot proposal? Board of Canvassers approving it 3-1, Michiganders for Money Out of Politics, where they now allegedly have enough valid signatures to submit it to the legislature, and if you don't accept it, adopt it, it'll be on the November 3rd ballot. Again, folks, that's the ballot proposal that would prevent public utilities and large government contractors like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan from making political contributions. Well, something that Hall thought about said, it's good, but it doesn't go far enough. He said the legislatures will have an option to put an alternate proposal up on the ballot that might make it even better. He'd like it to include also Democrat-aligned special interest groups like unions and treating the way dark money is spent in political campaigns. So, sounds like they might put up an alternative plan, and that would muddy up the waters, maybe confuse voters. And when they're confused, what do? They vote no. It's not that they don't understand. They just don't know enough. And if they don't know, they vote no. Short break. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. The Michigan Public Service Commission is recommending utility changes, ending annual rate increases changing how utilities are rewarded for investments and requiring data centers to cover the full cost they place on the electric grid are among the recommendations the Michigan Public Service Commission gave to lawmakers yesterday to lower house energy costs. The suggestions came in response to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's request that the commission identify legislative reforms and assistance programs that could improve energy affordability and grid reliability. House Energy Committee Chair, State Representative Pauline Wentzel, Republican, was quick to respond in a statement that the commission is, quote, finally admitting, end quote, that the legislature needs to solve the state's energy planning laws. That's exactly what Project Lighthouse does, and it's why the House Republicans took action. Of course, referring to the two-bill package passed earlier this spring that would undo major portions of the clean energy laws Democrats approved back in 2023. The Clean Energy Act of 2040. Well, Wenzel went on to say, I will work with anyone on parts of this recommendation that would actually lower electric bills. However, we cannot put a Band-Aid over it. The law is broken. And this forces the Michigan Public Service Commission to prioritize the wrong things. We passed the Lighthouse bills for a reason. And I'm not walking away from it. Well, among the most significant changes being proposed by the Michigan Public Service Commission is moving away from annual utility rate cases, forcing the utility companies to propose a multi-year rate plan, which the commission said would prevent utilities from seeking other increases shortly after a previous one just gotten approved. It would also give customers greater predictability. The commission also recommends changing utility incentives so earnings are more closely tied to cost efficiencies and customer outcomes rather than capital spending. The existing regulatory model can encourage utilities to favor large capital investments over potentially less costly alternatives. The commission said, including expanded tree trimming or making better use of existing infrastructure. Well, Michigan Public Service Chair Dan Scripps said this, affordability has always been a top priority of the Michigan Public Service Commission. No, Dan, it hasn't. That is a bald-faced lie. He then further goes on to say, we're committed to keeping energy costs reasonable. No, you're not. Why do I say that? Because you guys have approved every single rate increase that DTE or Consumers Energy has submitted to you since you've been the chair under this governor, Gretchen Whitmer's appointment, Dan. Now that you're going to be out on your butt without a real job, you're now backpedaling on every wrong decision and wrong policy you as chair of the Michigan Public Service Commission has been in charge of. Affordability's not been your top priority, and we're committed to keeping energy costs reasonable. Both of those statements are bald-faced lies. Then he goes on to say, listen to this. We need to tackle the need to invest in modernizing and strengthening the power grid to improve reliability. You got to be kidding me. We're into the final few months of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship, and now all of a sudden you're talking about investing money, taxpayer dollars. No, it's not our job to do that. That's why DTE and Consumers Energy has a monopoly on our electric grid. If there was competition, real competition, where people could contact a co-op and get electricity if DTE or Consumers refuses to give them power, that is choice. That is competition. Get the co-ops and others to invest in strengthening the power grid to improve reliability without the taxpayers doing it, Dan. I cannot wait. Pray to God John James wins and appoints a new board for the Michigan Public Service Commission. Unfortunately, if Jocelyn Benson wins, she'll probably keep this idiot as the chair. Other recommendations, Michigan Public Service Commission advised lawmakers to require utilities to make better use of infrastructure customers who've already paid for before expanding new construction. That could include greater use of grid-enhancing technology, advanced conductors, and existing right-of-ways. Other recommendations includes eliminating unnecessary utility incentives, lower cost financing for retired power plants, expanding competitive bidding for energy projects, and changing rate designs to better reflect the cost on the grids. One of the biggest, most notable recommendations in this report, requiring data centers to pay for 100% of the costs they create for the electric system, including any transmission upgrades, rather than passing those costs on to the ratepayers. Finally, Michigan Public Service Commission recommended making households earning up to roughly 200% of the federal poverty level to be eligible for low-income utility rates and credits. Matching the eligibility standard that was adopted for the Michigan Energy Assistance Program aid back in 2024. It also recommends expanding eligibility for the home heating credit in the State Emergency Relief Fund. Well, these recommendations were asked for from Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I believe she, Governor Whitmer, is going to work the last few months of her governorship to push Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House, when he brings Senate Majority Leader Democrats to get something done on these recommendations. The one about data centers, I think, could be even expanded even further. Instead of paying for the cost of the electric system that they use, have them generate their own electricity. Force them to do on-site electric generation. Produce the power they need for the data center. And during low peak times, have them sell at a reduced rate that excess power they don't use. Put it into the grid and make it available for the ratepayers, homeowners, and businesses that are in those communities. People would be fighting over data centers. Come to our community. We would end up with lower electric rates if we have a data center in our community. You want a data center, Mr. Data Center Builder, Developer? Figure out a way to generate your own electricity. Sell your excess power to the grid and reduce the electric rates for the neighbors. Well, that's too much common sense. I doubt if they'd ever consider that, even though the president, Donald Trump, has exactly called for that. Wasn't just my idea. Donald Trump came up with it as well. Why? Because it's common sense. But the biggest thing out of this whole thing comes down to affordability on electricity. And what you're missing more than anything, break up that monopoly. Open up our market to all of the co-ops that are currently operating. Allow them to compete against DTE and consumers. If people have choice, rates go down, customer service goes up. Instead of Consumers Energy telling Jamie and Joe Chimner in Sheboygan, you're not going to have electricity in your house unless you use a smart meter, those days would be over. PIE&G, Great Lakes Energy, somebody would be willing to give them electricity with a good old-fashioned analog meter. Take a picture of your meter, email it to the electric company, get a bill, pay it online. No meter reader would ever have to go to a house ever again, even for analog meters. We have the technology. We can take pictures of our meters, hold a newspaper up to it so you can see the date, and take the picture. It's that simple. Yeah, it might cost you a dollar for a newspaper, but you can generate your own electric bill. Absolutely do it on your own. Now, the last point on this I'm going to make, this goes against the 2040 Clean Energy Act that the Democrats passed when they had the trifecta in 23 and 24. Whitmer signed it. Would she be willing to make any changes to electricity charges in the state of Michigan based on what she thinks is coming in 2040? I don't know. And the question is going to be whether the new governor, whether it's Jocelyn Benson or John James, whether they'll rescind the Clean Energy Act of 2040. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.